Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and I hope you're enjoying this Christmas series that we've called Camouflage Christmas, where we've talked about how the proof is in the prophecies, that even though Jesus may seem camouflaged in the Old Testament, he's there all over the place. Prophet, priest, and king predicted his coming was for thousands of years, and we are working those out in this series. This past week, we talked about how Jesus served as our high priest, and Israel was looking for a hero. They called him Messiah, and as they looked for him, even though Jesus came, they didn't always see him. They didn't always notice what he was about and how he was fulfilling all these prophecies. But Hebrews chapter 7 helps us, because it tells us that Jesus was a high priest like Melchizedek was in the Old Testament. Melchizedek met Abraham, and when a moment in Abraham's life when he really needed a priest, he needed someone to represent him to God, and Jesus is a high priest forever, Hebrews says, after that order. And some of the things that we learn is that even though we have a law, the law reveals us, but we know it can't justify us. We've tried to be religious, and being religious doesn't work. And the scriptures are clear that the law is tutor for us. It points us to Christ, but it's not a good substitute teacher. We can't substitute our own righteousness for what Jesus did for us on the cross. So the fact that there's a law means that there's a trial. And when you and I, when our lives are put on trial, really the rules, the law doesn't help us, much like reading the PGA rules book does in golf. I don't know about you, but it just teaches me that I break the rules more often than I keep the rules when I play golf. So the rules don't help us in that way. But the fact that Jesus represents us to God, that he ever lives to make intercession for us, encourages our hearts to approach God as opposed to avoid him. Jesus becomes our representative. He doesn't throw us on the mercy of the court, because he is our mercy. So that means if we're on trial, that there has to be a verdict. And instead of living with your own verdict for the things that you've done, you can live with Christ's verdict. And having his verdict helps you in a couple of ways. Number one, it helps you deal with criticism. If all we are is religious, then we have to create a self-defense all the time. We're defending ourselves when someone says, "You are bad at this." We can't be bad, right? If we have to maintain a certain level of righteousness to earn God's love, we can't do that. So we're constantly defending ourselves, constantly saying things like, "Well, who are you?" Constantly cross-examining. But when you have the right verdict, when you stand in Jesus's verdict, and someone criticizes you and says, "Hey, don't you know your words have hurt certain people?" Or you can say, "Listen, that's just the half of it. If you could read my thoughts, I mean, I'm much worse than you think." The gospel allows us to be humble, because we don't have to live up to a standard. Jesus met the standard for us. And because of that, then we want to live up to a standard that's better, not only for us, but for everyone around us. But not just criticism, but it also helps us deal with cynicism. You know, religious people get cynical because they don't have joy. It's impossible to get joy that way. And so because they don't have joy, they believe nobody else has joy. What you see in Abraham's life is that the scriptures in Genesis 14 say that Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of all of his spoils. Long before the law was around, Abraham tithes to this priest. Abraham lives in generosity. I just said it on Sunday. I'll say it as you're listening today. I am so grateful for your generosity this year throughout this process with COVID and the election. So many things that have happened. You have been so faithful in giving, especially, I know, at our Lewis Center campus, as we're looking forward to this new facility. I've spent a fair amount of time praying that God would help us, and that you would be faithful. And so I'm super grateful for you. So the fact that Jesus represents us, that helps us stand. That gives us confidence that no matter what happens to us, that we can say, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So I'm going to do that for us now. I'm going to pray for us. I hope you'll come back and join us again on the Drivecast tomorrow. And when I'm done praying, then I want to give you the opportunity to pray as long as you would wish. Father, thank you for today. For a lot of us, we're facing stress today. We're facing disappointment today. We're facing very difficult circumstances today. But God, this is a day that you've made, and we can rejoice. We can rejoice because a Messiah came, a Savior, a Rescuer came, and He set the ultimate verdict right for our lives so we don't have to live in guilt. God, we can live in freedom. Lord, I pray that You'll help us live like saved, free people today. People who can deal with criticism, people who can deal with the cynicism in our own hearts, because You ever live to represent us to the Father. Now You take the opportunity to pray.